Howdy, folks. I'm fixing to tell y'all about Texas, nicknamed the Lone Star State.
I'm particularly fond of these. I pulled them out of a place on Midgard called Texas.
Don't mess with Texas?
That's the message.
I'm Walker, and I'm Texas Ranger.
Sexy. I mean, anything for Salinas.
Welcome to this week's episode of Texas Slang for Crazy. This week we discuss Mike Martin, the politician who had himself shot. So we all know politicians sometimes are willing to do whatever it takes to stay in office. Sometimes that's wheeling and dealing, sometimes it's growing a very obnoxious beard and kind of looking like Wolverine, sometimes it's having someone shoot you with buckshot in public to get sympathy from your voters. What? On July 23rd, 1981, State Representative Mike Martin was headed back to his RV. There was a special session of the Texas legislature, and so he'd been living in one of the mobile home parks in Austin so he could stay close to the Capitol. And as he got out of his car, he was struck in the left elbow by 3 to 4 rounds of buckshot and was later found bleeding in the front seat of the car. So at first, Mike Martin claimed he had no idea who in the world would have shot him. Just a year before, the United States had been watching with rapt attention to find out who shot J.R. Ewing on the hit television show Dallas, and now they had a real-life mystery of who shot Mike Martin. In addition, there had also been recent assassination attempts on Pope John Paul II and President Ronald Reagan, so Martin was surrounded by a very sympathetic public. With the Texas Rangers on the case, Martin began to spin a very bizarre story. He claimed that he must have been shot by a group of devil worshippers. He claimed that he contacted a group that were worshippers of, quote, guardian angels of the underworld, end quote, who controlled officials into the Texas government. And y'all, this was the 1980s, so many people found this plausible. Supposedly, the man who shot him wore a ski mask, so he was unable to tell who it might be. This is even funnier because during the legislative session, Martin hadn't actually done much. He'd introduced one bill to try and force schools to teach scientific creationism alongside Darwinism. The bill never even made it to a vote. Actually, towards the end of his first session, he was voted as one of the 10 worst Texas politicians by Texas Monthly. And he had so many faux pas as he hadn't really done the research on what his role actually entailed. He just wanted to be in office. Martin would actually later go on to win the Bum Steer Award of 1982 from Texas Monthly, and that is definitely not an honor. Things began to unravel for Martin when police arrested Charles Goff, his cousin. His cousin had been found hiding in a stereo cabinet at his mother's home. Goff claimed that he had been offered a good paying job at the state plus cash if he'd be willing to, you know, shoot his cousin for sympathy. So he said that he and Mike Martin had practiced how the shooting would go down while they were out together in East Texas. And according to the New York Times, Martin supposedly told his cousin, "I'm willing to give my arm for this." When Mike Martin was subpoenaed to come to Travis County to speak in front of a grand jury, he said he didn't have to because he was a lawmaker. And, you know, that wasn't what the law actually said, so he then claimed he was scared of returning to Austin, where his wild shooter might still be on the loose, and he had been told he couldn't have police protection. That left local officials scratching their heads, as Mike Martin had never actually asked for police protection. He also didn't make himself look good when he refused a polygraph. The story changed again when he came forward and said he no longer thought Satanists were out to get him. As he was now running for a state Senate position, it must be the politicians from back in his home county of Gregg County. They were wanting to take him down. The Texas House suspended Martin's expense account after he spent $11,000 over his $4,500 allowance, and Gregg County politicians asked him to resign. He refused. People began to circulate bumper stickers that said, "Who shot Mike Martin?" And today, very few people actually know his name, but they do remember that a Texas politician had himself shot. Thank you so much for listening to this week's episode. Special shout out to Texas Monthly. They have a new book out called Being Texan, and I had actually never heard the story until I listened to it. Really, really cool book, y'all. Also, speaking of cool books, if you want to find more Texas stories, My book, Texas Slang for Crazy by Victoria Irwin, IRWIN, is available on Amazon, and I am working on book 2. Have a great week, y'all.